conosciuta in persona, non mi sapeva che era male. Ma in tanto la fare tutte le mani, tutte le fare avanti, lasciare un lei, che era la volta della scelta, lasciare un marito, ma non era anche il loro sito. Lei, io le dina,
that was during the war. And the day of absence is when
the African Americans disappeared for one day. And for one day, the European Americans, they had a fit because they were so used to the servitude of the African Americans. And I asked the communities, my communities, I said, if all the imams disappeared for me, what would happen to the Umayyad in the dynasty? What would happen to them? What are you doing that you would be able to step up? And I'm asking brothers and sisters, specifically brothers, you know, because again, as the brother pointed out, that the Sufi team, the average age is 50 years old. Or our brothers who are 20-something, we have to start stepping up. We have to be involved in the overall community and not just some event-oriented Muslims. We have to stop that. Looking for these events. These are the things that we have to look at in order to demonstrate our willingness to recognize that we're Muslims. And it's also important for us to pass the message of Islam. You know, we have to look for dialogue moments. We go throughout the day, we go throughout our work. When people ask you certain questions, we have to be able to answer them from a perspective that this person may be a potential Muslim. I don't like using the term non-Muslim. I say not yet Muslim. Because as long as you have breath in your body, an angel, death is not at your door, you have the potential to become Muslim. And so I will say non-Muslim. And you have people are looking far enough. They're not yet Muslim. Because there were some bitter enemies of the Prophet Muhammad that died in Islam. And then you're all familiar with the hadith, the Prophet said that we can do the work of the hellfire and give a handspan to the hellfire and start doing the work of Jannah and get Jannah. And you can do the work of Jannah and get a handstand to Jannah and start doing the work of the hellfire and get the hellfire. So it's how you go out of here, brothers and sisters. It's how you go out of here. You know, you don't want to be a hermit Muslim. You want to be involved. Be involved in the community in all ways they want. Wherever you direct someone to do good or gain the same reward as the one who does good, I always tell them, that's better than that way, though. You know, if you teach somebody some ayahs of the Quran, you teach somebody Islam, then and if they go teach somebody, you get a reward for it. You know, like that. You get a similar reward. You know, again, whoever directs someone to do good or gain the same reward as the one who does good, again, whoever calls the guidance, again, will receive the same reward as one who follows him without any decrease in the reward that follows. And we have to understand that this society needs us. This society needs the Muslims. There's a lot of ignorance in this society. And Islam is the source of nur, the source of light. And we also have to dispel the idea that exists in this overall society. There was a quote by one of the greatest minds in the 20th century that came out of the West. He said, either America will destroy ignorance or ignorance will destroy America. Again, either America will destroy ignorance or ignorance will destroy the United States. And that's definitely the wars. You know, he said that and then towards the end of his life, he got out of it. He quit it there. He moved to Ghana. And so we have to recognize that so much ignorance around, but we are on the ship called America. And we're going to sink with it if we don't basically put some interventions in place. The intervention is teaching the people Islam. Teaching the people Islam. That is our role as Muslims. And we know that Islam is the greatest enemy of white supremacy. The greatest enemy of white supremacy. We remember how in El Hajj Malik al-Shabaab, Malcolm X's last speech, right the week before he died, he talked about how he met Muslims who were white, but they didn't have that attitude, they didn't have that white supremacist attitude. Islam has a tendency to erase that white supremacy because what happens is the white supremacist says that white is supreme, but the Muslim says that Allah is supreme. When we say Allah, white, Allah is supreme. The Muslim poet last four says that the white man has a God complex. That's the white supremacist, that's the God complex. Because again, you know, there are many Muslims around the world who are white. There are many Muslims in the world who are Asian. There are many Muslims in the world in the African continent. We are one-fifth of humanity, brothers and sisters. But we are in a country that tops itself as one of the greatest countries on the planet. But we are here, if we're going to be here, we have to be involved. We have to be involved, you see. So even many white people are recognizing their angels. In white supremacy. They're recognizing the dangers of white supremacy because it's basically infecting their community. We can look at all the shootings that have been taking place Today, violence has no, doesn't discriminate. You did, we have to be active in all aspects of the overall society. We have to be giving charity. We have to be involved in healthcare. We have to be involved in social justice issues.
Damn.
And all of the political prisons, Muslim political prisons especially. We have to be involved in helping the people to get free. We also have to be involved in economic development. You know, because, you know, we're brothers, we come into the community, we want to be around, and we're right. I said, brother, there's no romance without finance. You know, and so, you know, we have to have finance. We want brothers to be paid. You know, we have to be starting to establish business to be hired. We have to do the work. You know, again, if we don't do the work, then we're going to get the consequences of not doing it. Again, violence in society does not discriminate. And where are they landing? Says the prophet Solomon said that by one in whose hand is my soul, a time will surely come upon people in which the killer does not know why he is killed, and nor will the killer will not know why they were killed. Mm. Surely, we are close to this time. We are close to this time. I'm asking the question today, do you believe this? Do you believe this? We rarely have seen our messengers with clear proofs and reveal with them the scripture and balance, the authority to establish justice, that mankind may observe justice in right measure. We have to be of those who understand the symbolism of Eid al-Adha. The sacrifice that is done throughout the Muslim world symbolizes the sacrifice that we make in our lives. You know, we have to be a prayerful, my brothers and sisters. And the prayer is the fuel for the Muslim. We must use it wisely. You know, just like we put, you know, petrol or gasoline in our car, we have to basically fuel ourselves up with prayer. Fuel ourselves up with charity. Fuel ourselves up with fasting. You know, we have to adjust our lifestyle to prayers and not adjust the prayers to the lifestyle. You don't want to, you know, go at the end of the day and you're trying to make all your five prayers. Again, we have to regulate your time and be mindful of the prayers, specifically in the morning. For the brothers, again, make a commitment before the next Eid to start to be consistent with the five daily prayers. Start to be consistent specifically with the Fajr. You get to 25 to 27 times the blessings of coming to the mosque and doing your making prayer. I know we have been inundated with COVID, but alhamdulillah, Allah wants to subside, and you can start coming back to the Messiah once again, inshallah. Again, we have to adjust our lifestyle to prayer and not your prayers to your life. Again, let's not be of those who just so involved with worldly activities and forget Allah has due. You know, we have to again structure our lives around prayer. Because look at what the Imam said. What's the main message of the Imam outside of Allah Akbar? Come to prayer to come to success. And if we want success in this life and the hereafter, we have to be prayerful. Because then, you know, we will be accountable for the prayers that we put in place for the hereafter. It's better than a 401k. So prayer is our hereafter 401k. Doing good deeds are hereafter 401k. Giving charity is hereafter 401k. Let's not just count the money in this life. Let's count the blessings that we send forth in the next life. Come to prayer. Come to success. May Allah accept our worship. May Allah allow the country to be fruitful for the Muslims in Atlanta and for Muslims throughout the planet. And may Allah allow us to reflect the essence of Islam in dress, speech, and practice. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إثما كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت ولنا الرسول عن قول الكافرين Our Lord, take us not to task and forget all your error. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden such as we did lay on those that are gone before us. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden which we do not have the power to bear.
Amen.
And overlook our faults. And forgive us and have mercy upon us. You are our protector.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Allah.